Welcome to the StoryCorps podcast, Father's Day edition. We'll hear two stories today. The first is from a foster dad. In 2004, Horace Atwater Jr. took in Adrian Hawkins, who was a teenager at the time. Here, Horace remembers when they first met.
You were this little skinny kid, about 14. You didn't really have any clothes. You had mismatched socks.
I remember times being hungry, seeing drugs and all kinds of stuff. I mean, some things had to happen for me to be in foster care, but I'm glad it was with you.
Thank you. I'm glad you're with me, too.
Why do you care so much for a stranger?
I had a personal experience where I lost everything, a wife, two fine sons, because of drug addiction and anger. I didn't experience my own sons growing up. I would only see them on visitation periods. But when my wife remarried, she married a man that embraced my sons as though they were his own. He has been an excellent father to them. And I am so grateful that he embraced them the way he did. I'm also grateful for the opportunity that I had to embrace you. So that's the least that I owe. The least I could do.
I mean, you know, you had it good at one time. And I know you messed it up, but you're the most influential person in my life. Like, I'm just glad that I met you.
I am so glad that you came into my life. And you're doing so well. You know, it makes me look like I'm smart. But you're the one who's smart. God, for you to become the man that you are, I am so proud of that.
Horace Atwater Jr. with his foster son, Adrian Hawkins, in Atlanta, Georgia. Adrian is now a senior in college studying biology. He still talks to Horace every day. Next, a conversation between 14-year-old Amy Gerald and her dad, Bob. Amy was adopted from China by the Gerald family when she was a baby. And as her dad found out, Amy had a lot of questions about how their family began.
How did you meet Mom?
I can tell you the date. It's September 14th, 1984.
Back when dinosaurs roamed the land.
Yeah, I was protecting her from the dinosaurs.
So when did she, like, decide to date you?
Well, I mean, she was willing to go out with me. And at least one day a week, I left a rose scotch tape to her front door.
And she didn't find that creepy?
Creepy? No, she actually found that nice. I better tell your boyfriends not to do that.
Well, a rose, you don't know who it's from.
Oh, no, she knew it was who it's from.
Oh, okay. Now, what made you decide you wanted to adopt a child?
Mommy had an ectopic pregnancy, which means the pregnancy was in the tubes. After that, she couldn't get pregnant. We considered adopting, and we actually said we wanted a smart, assertive kid. Yeah, don't take this the wrong way, but we viewed intelligence over beauty.
Great.
Well, but no, I mean, it turned out to be both. But that's what we said. And when we got to talk to the nannies about you, they said you were a very determined little child.
Huang Si, very strong will.
That's right. As much as I grate over your assertiveness, I'm glad you are. You never take my word as law. You always have to negotiate. I want to tell you something. You have absolutely changed my life. The most interesting thing for me was the idea of the red thread. In Chinese adoptions and in the Chinese culture, the red thread means that we are, with our souls, connected to a specific person. And we got you. And I am so pleased that you're part of my life. I just love you so much.
Bob Gerald with his daughter Amy in Pensacola, Florida. To see photos or to sign up to record your own interview, visit StoryCorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Katie Simon. Thanks for listening.
All-
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.